Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights and Nerds podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
John.
And standing in for Sam, Sean.
So, Sam is out today.
Yeah, where is Sam?
Like I said before, for the second time?
Yeah.
He is not on location like I am. He is diseased, in this case, with the bubonic plague.
Hanging out with too many of those prairie dogs, yeah, I guess.
I'm sensing maybe a hay fever episode coming up.
Oh.
So we'll see. But anyway, yes, we are without Sam today, and it is going to be a rather short but miscellaneous.
We say this every week.
Well, okay. So it's going to be a miscellaneous episode today then. How's that?
All right.
It is. We are after Oscars, so yeah. we're going to be discussing that one, and whether or not it's a surprise to some people, there are some interesting winners. So we're going to do the Oscars. I'm probably going to pitch Birds of Prey because nobody really wants to see it.
that speaks for everyone in America too.
Sure. So I could pitch that one for you. I could probably give you my rating too, considering nobody's going to watch it.
Please, I might eventually, but
then we'll hit up some news and maybe do a little. What are you watching, or what's recently come across your mind? And then maybe we'll get into a tax discussion, which we've been doing for a while.
Oh, God. We've been talking about taxes so long today.
It's been about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Has it really been an hour and a half?
Yeah, look at the time.
It's,
oh, man.
What is it, 12 o'clock already?
It's taxes. Yeah. It's tax season for one of
us. Don't use TurboTax unless you need to.
Anyways.
So let's. Why don't we start off with the Oscars?
Dive right into those Oscars.
Yep, Oscars happen Sunday. Yep. And shall we read off?
You want to spoil it?
You don't have to read off all of it. Like,
no, I'm not going
to
read off. Shall we read off who won?
Well, the major thing was who won director and
no, and the best major film. Thing is who won the Oscars coming back from the worst God year damn. Ever last year. I won the Oscar picks this year.
No, you didn't have the worst year.
I thought it was me and Sam. Oh, it was Sam. Me and Sam had the were worst battling year. For last place.
And so. So if you listen to the Oscar Wags of 2019 episode between Sam and I actually kept all of mine. My ballot is identical. I use the same ballot. I did not change. Sometimes, usually after we cut it, one or two things change.
This is getting way too inside baseball.
Anyways, Sam, he actually did update his, because if you listen to it, apparently he gave The Irishman every award, which thank God he went against that, like his better judgment, and changed those. Because he probably wouldn't have ended up with a score of 14 of 26.
Yeah, that was a big story I saw, how like Netflix spent like so much money on their Oscar push this year. Like they spent like, you know, a couple $100 million between making the movies and doing all the ad and won like one Oscar.
See, I'm okay with that. I mean, okay with them.
Sure, but like it's not exactly, you know, I don't know if that's a great business strategy.
They won Best Documentary because they were.
Oh, you're right. They won two Oscars.
So they won Best Documentary and then Laura Dern.
Yeah.
So those are the only two. But
they spent $180 million making The Irishman.
Yeah, their big thing was The Irishman, and it fell flat. Yeah. And you know what? It should. I don't think it was of all these.
I think this year, it was a strong year. I could see it maybe winning a couple in like, you know, some of the weaker years, but
yeah.
My biggest thing I liked about it this year was that there was a lot of good movies, like we've been saying over the past few weeks. There's been a lot of good movies, and I'm actually happy that a lot of them got recognized, if not all of them have got recognized for something.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes Ford versus Ferrari, even Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, Ford versus Ferrari somehow winning was it editing?
Yeah, film editing.
Not somehow.
No, that is a somehow. That was
actually it did the double editing because it was sound editing too.
Oh yeah,
or was
it
mixing?
No, they did.
It was sound editing.
They got sound
editing.
Editing, yes.
1917 got mixing,
which is weird because I thought the mix was better on Ford versus Ferrari. I don't know. It's just really loud. It's a fucking racing movie. Yeah, so that was wild. Burying the lead, though, motherfucking Parasite.
Yes.
Clean it up. We are... oh, shit. That's what I wanted to do this week. I was going to say, we're taking hits from the bong.
Oh, God.
You know, to quote Cypress Hill, you know. Hit from the bong. damn it. Can we just... All right, can we redo the podcast again, and then I can do that for the opening?
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Sorry.
Maybe it's an outro.
We need to go do taxes after this.
Yeah, exactly. All right. My guy Bong winning Best Director, Parasite taking Best Picture after 1917 seemed all but certain.
Yeah.
Pretty much sweeping all the precursor awards. Really, except for SAG, that was it. You know, the Best Ensemble at SAG, which went to Parasite.
Yeah.
So maybe that was a little bit of a hint. But yeah, it was incredible. And you know what? I'm not a big Oscars as a show guy. But, like, I loved his acceptance speech for Best Director when he's like, give Martin Scorsese a round of applause, and, like, Quentin Tarantino's good, and, like, those other two guys, sure.
No, but he had a very... His speech was very genuine. Yeah. I felt like...
Well, he wasn't expecting it. Like, I mean, everybody...
He had four times.
Yeah. He probably had small hope.
Right. I guarantee you, he looked at it and he was like, okay, I at least won international film.
Right.
Everything else, it's kind of, you know, maybe original screenplay, so maybe two. But he ended up winning five, right?
No, four.
Four.
So, yeah, they won original screenplay, foreign director, best picture.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, burying the lead, I guess, too. First time there's ever been a foreign language film Best Picture.
Yes, which is huge.
It's also going to be, I thought about this the other day too, it's also going to be really strange seeing this on TBS, TNT, because you know that's where it's headed next, right? After it comes out to DVD and everything. I don't know.
You know, there is going to be, I don't think we ever talked about this, they are doing an HBO adaptation of this.
No need. Don't touch it.
Well, you're right. I don't know, especially if it's just this movie again. But, like, I feel like people are doing the sort of, like, Fargo-y, like, you know, yeah, it's kind of like this, but I don't know. I have no idea what a Parasite TV show would be, but I don't know. Adam McKay's doing it, who, you know, has done all those Will Ferrell movies and Big Short and Vice, so we'll see, but maybe Mark Ruffalo is going to be in it.
Hmm.
I don't know. But anyway, very happy for Parasite.
Very.
I mean, I really enjoyed 1917, but I thought, you know, highlighting Parasite was awesome.
Yeah.
See, I thought I like both movies a lot, and I think 1917 was the better movie, but kudos to Parasite. Why not?
No, I'm very happy that Parasite won. I mean, I'm pretty sure I said it on the podcast, but if any movie is going to win other than 1917, it's got to be Parasite.
Oh, yeah. I think we all were in agreement on that one.
Like, and let me tell you, too, you know, I was not invited to the WAGS podcast, but had I done
really?
It...
Really? You weren't invited?
Yeah.
I didn't think I was invited either.
Yeah, you didn't get your invite?
No.
So maybe...
It's a members only. Yeah. We have jackets.
We did. But I would have given you my best bets, which would have been, you know, an equal split between Bong for Best Director and Parasite, with both had pretty good odds.
Mm.
It was good. It made up for the Super Bowl for me, so I'm happy.
Good. Big surprise. Not really surprise, but of the 11 nominations Joker got, it won one.
Yeah, best score. Oh, no, two. No.
Oh, it won two? It won score.
You're right.
So, sorry, 2 of 11.
Yeah,
I think that happens.
I think
but I think it was also a little bit overhyped. Some of
those easily
things.
Overhyped.
Yeah, no, it was the kind of thing where it's like, I mean, like the Todd Phillips Best Director. I never got that.
No, that was a reach.
Yeah. I think like doing that over what's her face like that. That wasn't. I mean, look, there's no like invisible hand, like, you know, behind the back and being like, oh, we should include a different nominee instead, but like. You know, it would have helped a little bit quell some of the, which the Oscars is so weird because, like, they have to, like, essentially, like, bitch out the Oscars at the same time of having the Oscars, which is, like, I mean, yeah, you should be able to make fun of yourself, and, like, that's kind of, like, a weird glaring omission, but, I don't know, it's just, like, a weird vibe with, like, a lot of the sketches or whatever.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think, like, why do we need, like, all these musical performances?
Okay, can we, do we want to get into the show overall?
Sure. Yeah, let's get into the show. First of all,
we don't need to do blow by blow, but, like...
Yeah, so, personally, like, of all the performances that we saw, all the original songs, part of me kind of likes seeing those, because you actually get to hear the song for, like, most of these don't get normal radio airwaves. And for this year, the Into the Unknown, I absolutely loved it, how they had all the women who play the voice of Elsa from all the different languages up there and all performing together. I thought that was awesome. Why was Eminem there?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not, and he's just one of a few that were unnecessary.
And that was before...
No, he was the big unnecessary, though. He took up he took up 4 minutes of the Oscars.
Well, hold on.
I would say it's just as unnecessary. I honestly... Yeah, I think what Chris is going to say, that rap that like highlighted the first hour of the broadcast,
yeah, which everyone was watching. Yeah, that was pointless.
Why do we need to know that?
At least one was Eminem and not just some dude.
Yeah, at least Eminem won an Oscar. I hate to put it that way, but at least Eminem won an Oscar.
But it was 17 years ago.
Like, it doesn't matter. It actually does matter. Won. The rapper did not win anything whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, Eminem has not been like... It's not like it's like Beyonce or something like that. Like, yeah. Eminem's like not even like culturally relevant. You know?
And everybody who... I've seen no negative things about his performance or anything.
Really? I've seen nothing but why was he there?
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, well, that's everybody, kind of a negative.
Everybody else loved the performance. It was just completely unnecessary. No, you don't need it.
And you're talking about a show that's already pushing, what, like there 3.5 hours?
There was the opening number, which was not part of the original songs.
What was the opening? Oh, it was, they do that every Janelle year, Monáe. Though.
No, they didn't. Last year, they didn't do this. They just went right into it.
Well, they always have some sort of opening. Well, yeah, last year was Queen.
Last year was
Adam Lambert. Adam Lambert performed with Queen.
But wasn't it the three-year ladies introduced
and then
the
that
Queen came, song, then, which was the movie
right.
for the movie?
No, there was no movie for, Queen song for the movie.
Wasn't Queen original?
Well, it's not original. No, there wasn't. It was even
all right, worse. So it's just unnecessary then.
Yeah.
Okay. They always have that, though. That always exists.
Well, no. I mean, occasionally in the past, they do the, like, Billy Crystal video, which, like, I saw, like, a great, like, Twitter thread of, like, oh, what would Billy Crystal, like, what would be the movies he'd show up as? Like, you know, being, like, Sammy Davis and The Irishman or something like that. Honestly, I would love it if Billy Crystal was just the only host. Because it's, like, so, like, hacky and stupid. Like,
it's still the most watched Oscar show, is the Billy Crystal one.
Which was, like, which one? Titanic
year? The Titanic one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, but was that one of his last ones?
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if the Titanic year. Because, I mean, look, people watch the Oscars when movies that they've watched are in, you know, in the mix.
Absolutely. So, unfortunately, we thought people watched these, but this is the lowest viewed Oscars of all time.
Yeah and that's...
Down 6 million.
That's kind of a bummer. I mean, look, like, TV is going in one direction. But, you know, it at least still shows up for big events. Like, literally, if you look at, I think, of the top 50 programs last year, 47 were sports. One of them was the Oscars, maybe the Grammys, and, like, one other random thing.
Yeah. It's like Walking Dead is another one.
You need to get people to actually watch the Oscars again.
And honestly, cut the fat. Just cut the fat.
It doesn't need to be 3 hours long.
I think you drop two categories, probably. Maybe three.
I'm fine with the categories. It's just there's so much filler.
There's three, like, fillers that we could have nixed right off the bat. The opening number, the Eminem, and the rap.
Opening number you have to keep.
I don't need it though.
No, but you need something to open the Oscars. Yeah, and if you don't have a host, what are you going
to
do?
I thought it was just weird with the opening number is that it seemed like to highlight movies that actually weren't Oscar movies.
Yeah, like Midsommar.
Yeah, and like The Dolomite and stuff like that. Which, I mean, it's cool that they're still like featured in a part of it because they're very much like significant movies for the year.
Right.
But like it was just, I don't know, it was kind of odd. Especially as like a, here's the Oscars, you know, like an introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'd get rid of categories. I'd get rid of all the shorts. I'd combine the sound category so there's like an extra four.
Yeah, then you save 15, 20 minutes right there.
Yeah. I would totally add a new like one or two categories too.
I do what football games do now and do side commercials, like show what's going on in the side.
They talked about doing handing out awards during commercial breaks, And basically,
everybody pitched Shimon. Yeah.
Which I understand, because if you're nominated for that award,
you want to have your screen
time. You want like your, you know, fifteen seconds of fame. Like, you just go up there and accept.
But then again, they're not going to be giving awards out if nobody's going to watch it. So
right.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, like, you're not. No one's turning in to like see the, like, you know, short form documentary guy like spill his guts. Right. Like, I mean, you're
I know, but it. But
I'm glad that they in the really long run did it do takes the 45 like, second.
Yeah.
For most.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, they let him go on about some animal
about something stuff. And then like working in cancel culture too, like,
yeah,
it's very all over the place, much like the movie Joker.
It almost appeared like he was still in character.
I mean, I think that's just the dude.
No,
I think that's just him. I think this could also be the reason why a lot of people don't watch it anymore. It very much could, because I just wanted to shut him off. I get it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to shut it off. Yeah. I could not follow his... I don't think he really had a chain of thought, but I could not sit there and just listen to him.
No, see, I mean, to me, that's like must... Like, of the stuff that's on, that's like must watch. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. No, I don't need to see that. Like, what I need to see is...
Memorable moments would be, you know, Joaquin Phoenix's acceptance speech, whether, like, you understood what he was saying or not, or believed what he was saying or not.
Right.
There's that. There was the cats moment where they Rebel Wilson and...
Did you think that was funny? I actually thought that was, like, legit funny when, like, barely any of the bits work for me.
Yeah, no, I really liked it. It's just the only problem was when they were batting at the microphone.
Too
it was
long.
Funny for about like 2-3 seconds, went on way too long. But for the most part, and that pissed people off in the VFX industry. They're still pissed off about it. And you know what?
What, that they made fun of them?
Yeah,
fuck off.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm like, that's you guys did a piss poor job on a $95 million movie you know, from a visual standpoint, it hurt my eyes because of how bad the VFX was.
It's I guess the bits go on too long, unnecessary music,
and they're just, I don't know, they're not really
The Kristen Wiig and what's her face
still went on too long.
That went on forever.
Was it Maya Rudolph?
Give me more. I would have taken more of, who was it, Steve Martin and Chris Rock?
Yeah.
I would have taken more of that. I actually would have. They taken were hilarious. Them as
yeah, that was good.
Why not?
Yeah, but like, I'm okay with that. Like, they were really funny.
Well, I mean, they're good. I mean, they've both hosted before,
right? Know? So they know what they're doing. It's just, I mean,
I still don't think it's gonna fix the Oscars. No, if you cut the fat and all that stuff, it's not gonna fix it.
But I'd be okay with it going a little bit quicker.
Like, yeah, definitely.
There's no reason it should go that long. I mean, there was a year that it lasted until after midnight, and there's no reason for that.
Long-ass year.
There's no reason for it.
I think they need to start getting in the habit of incorporating more movies that actually have an impact
if
they added something like they had something like Best Stunts or something like that, I think that'd be interesting.
I think their scope is limited. It's basically November on, unless it's this thing.
Yeah.
You know, this one thing. Because if, you know, Endgame's in here once for VFX. And it could have been, in editing and mixing for sound.
I mean, look what happened, though, to like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like Brad Pitt was pretty much a shoe-in the whole time. But for, I mean, to me, I understand, look, it's not necessarily a movie for everybody. But you would think that'd be like a really Oscar-baity movie. Like, considering it's about Hollywood, which is always... Hollywood.
It's right up their alley.
Yeah.
Right, which is always disproportionately has an advantage. And that movie, you know, came out in August, and I feel like it just had no momentum going into award season.
Mm.
No, true, but it got nominated. There's a lot of other movies that came out this year that could have been nominated.
So, back to Endgame. So, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Endgame now officially, unfortunately... holds the title of highest grossing movie of all time to not win an Oscar.
Yeah.
All the previous holders of that award all won an Oscar. Endgame did not.
I don't know. I don't think that's super unfair. I mean, I
It's just odd. It's just odd.
Yeah.
If you want to get people to watch the Oscars.
I mean, it only had one nomination.
You throw in a couple
nominations. But, like, I mean, to be honest, what else would you nominate it for? I don't know.
Sound,
probably.
And, I mean, that's just another technical
sound
one.
VFX. I mean, it's tough, but, I mean, it's the highest grossing movie of all time, and it didn't win an Oscar, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, I think Robert Downey Jr. will just cry at his like $100 million paycheck.
Yeah, right. I think Dolemite should have been on there a couple times too, but that's
there. Yeah, there were a bunch of snubs that
it seems like it always happens. There's like the like second tier, like there's the stuff that you know is going to win or going to be in the hunt. The other stuff that like might be nominated but probably won't win is like a total crapshoot what gets nominated. And that's probably more so the like backroom, like, you know, for your consideration campaign, like politicking bullshit.
Yeah.
So, and Netflix had a lot of dogs in the hunt already. So,
I know.
I think they had too many.
I mean, we'll see if they do this again.
The Irishman, like, yeah, I think Irishman is a little overrated when it comes to all these noms. So,
It did get a lot, and it wasn't really ever going to be in the running for any of these.
No, very much agreed.
I think I hate to say it, but name alone definitely get, like, not quality, but just, like, the names.
That's what I said. When the movie was coming out, I said Oscar bait before he even started filming.
Yeah.
It's literally the definition of Oscar
bait. If it sucked, it would have been horrible, but the fact that it was like, oh, it's not a bad movie, like, that definitely helped it. It's like, well, you've got all these famous people that have done gangster movies in the past, plus a director who's an accomplished gangster movie director that everyone knows. Like, obviously, that's going to help.
I think it also, there's one thing.
Say that... gangster movie director, like, you haven't seen Hugo.
I have not.
It's actually, it's like, for a kids' movie, it's all right. No. But it's like, it's a movie where it's like, I don't understand.
I consider
why
it a disgrace
made.
To cinema, so.
There was. There is one flaw with the Irishman, and Chris Rock, I think, was the one who said it best.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I loved watching the first episode.
No, the first season.
First season of the Irishman. Yeah, it's a freaking long-ass movie.
It's a long movie.
All right.
It's not long enough.
So, Oscars are over.
I'm trying to think of anything else that... very surprised Toy Story 4 won, but
not at all.
No, because I think it's like people just phone in and they're like, oh, yeah, Toy Stories are good movies.
Yeah.
It's like the Emmys. And that's the thing. There's so much TV now that people are like, oh, yeah, people like that show. Mm. It's like, because what? I mean, you think they watched Missing Link or whatever?
Missing Link won...
I won the Golden Globe.
Golden Globe,
right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think they're going to go...
And I think Klaus won BAFTA. I think.
Yeah, I think it did.
So Toy Story didn't win anything going into that. That's kind of why I was surprised.
Yeah.
As Sam says, everybody loves a good Pixar.
That's true.
Was this Pixar? This was Pixar, yeah.
Plus, like, none of these other movies are, like, none of them are, like, really nominated for other things.
Right.
So it's, like, they're not going to just, like, watch it just because it's the animated category.
Yeah.
You know?
I think certain voters have to watch the category that they're designated for, though.
Yeah, well, I think it's, like, the directors vote on director. The editors vote on editor. Like, they have, you know, it's like a caste system. Yeah, it's like a...
It's editors and film editors, you know, you don't want them voting for documentaries in a way. It's
right. I don't know who does the docs or the shorts. But
I guess you could.
Everybody does Best Picture, but yeah, like, the directors do the director. Which is still funny that, you know, there's a director's guild that, you know, Sam Mendes for 1917 won, and yet... when only directors voted in the Oscars, it was Bong Joon-ho. You know, it's just odd that, you know, it's just a different group of people. That...
Yeah.
Anyway, in fact, you'd think it'd be the other way around. But
anyway,
the other big thing: Taika Waititi wins Best Adapted Screenplay, which is awesome.
I'm glad it got recognition.
I did. I'm very. I need to watch it.
A lot of recognition from Taika Waititi in this broadcast.
Yeah. I thought he had a great speech, and until we got Bong Joon-ho. Yeah. I thought Taika's speech was great until he got up there and he's like, I can't wait to drink tonight.
Did you see he was out drinking till 5 in the morning?
Was he?
Yes. There are pictures of him online.
5 in the morning LA time?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we always forget, you know, the Oscars end at 9 o'clock out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, from 9 to 5 he was out drinking.
My guy. That's he put in a full shift to drinking, right?
Yep. Apparently everybody wanted to go to the Parasite after party.
Good.
That was the place to
be. The guy from Harold and Kumar,
Cal Penn or the other one?
John Cho, yeah. Everybody was going up to John Cho apparently afterwards and congratulating him on Parasite.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
That's a little.
That, yeah. Like,
oh, man. Talk about being disconnected. So, yeah.
So that apparently happened.
Well, anyway, that wraps up the 2019 movies.
That was Oscars.
Does that close off our rankings?
And that closes off the rankings for 2019.
Yeah, and
shall we start with the 2020 movies?
Well, first, Chris, how many did you get? You got how many of 26?
18.
John?
Huh?
How many did you get correct?
Oh.
16.
16. I also got 16. Sam got 14.
So Sam is kicked off the podcast.
We carry diseases here.
We gave him the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
Because he lost.
All right. Well, what else happened? You want to talk about Batman?
Yeah, let's go into Batman.
Should we go into the 2020 movies first?
They kind of go together. Why not?
All right.
We'll go into DC land.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We can
somewhere we spend a lot of our time.
We could knock off Batman really quick.
All right.
I'm
going to
give
us
a 60-second shot clock here.
Yeah. Okay.
So Batman was... so this is obviously... What's it technically called? The Batman?
Yeah.
Directed by Matt Reeves. He did the Planet of the Apes series. Robert Pattinson's going to star. Actually, he got a decent cast, which we could go through.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll talk about this movie couple more times before it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to this trailer. But we had our first shot of the Batman costume. Sean, what are your thoughts?
It looks like a Batman costume, but it's all red and black.
Yeah. It looks like he's like half a mask.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Does it look good is what we're trying to...
I mean, it looks like Batman. I mean,
there wasn't anything to see.
No, like for a... So this was the test footage that came out about it, and It showed like the emblem on his chest, which was kind of interesting. It didn't quite look like the Batman symbol that we're used to, but at the same time, like I was like, oh, okay, that I guess that works. You don't see the top of his head at all, so you don't know what the ears are going to be like. Because come on, Batman has ears.
Like, does have ears?
So are they going to be long, like you know, Batman and Robin? Or are they going to be short, like in Batman v Superman? Or
are they going to be more daredevilish?
In Batman v Superman, how they were like real, like nubs almost. Like
that doesn't really. I don't think it really matters. In my eyes, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
To
yeah,
the fanboys.
But I mean, it's something where it's kind of like you know, I don't know. They could be like 20 centimeters tall. I don't know.
Do you think Pattinson looks okay in the suit?
So far,
you know,
sure.
He kind of looks like Night Owl.
A little.
Maybe it's just like the way his face looks too. But.
Maybe.
I'm not worried about Pattinson as Batman. You guys were.
He's still small. He's got a small frame, and I will stick with
that. Put on some muscle. I have to admit.
I have not seen.
He's
it.
Got. I feel like he's got a bigger frame in Lighthouse. I mean, like he's not jacked. He's not Affleck. We'll never get Beefcake Batman again.
Who was the most jacked Batman?
I think Affleck.
Probably Affleck.
Was it Affleck?
Yeah, dude, yeah. He was pumping some iron.
You know what's even funnier?
Okay. Is it maybe Bale? But like Bale's like more like he's got you know like he's got more of like a slender frame though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Clooney.
No.
It's not Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
So
it's definitely not Keaton.
Yeah.
Obviously Adam West.
Michael Keaton was Batman.
He is Batman. It's not that he was. He is Batman.
Oh, please.
Why are you so pleasing?
Keaton's not my Batman.
It doesn't matter if he's your Batman or not. He is Batman.
Currently?
No. If you listen to him, anytime he talks about his role as Batman, he's like... Because like when Affleck took over... everybody was like, talk to Bale, and they were like, how do you feel about, you know, somebody? And he was like, oh, I felt like I had more to give to the character and whatnot. And they went up to Keaton. They were like, how do you feel about somebody taking over the mantle? He's like, I really don't care because I'm Batman.
Oh, well, he just...
And then he even did like a speech at a college where he ended his speech with, I am Batman, and then walked off the stage. Like, at this point, I'm okay with him being Batman. He is Batman.
I still... like him more as the Vulture than I do as Batman. Well, so, yeah, sue me, but that's what I feel.
No, he's an amazing Vulture, but he's Batman.
Hmm. Well, in other DC news, Chris saw a movie.
Yeah.
Chris saw a movie that has been out for 2 weeks and has just as many titles.
Yeah.
As it has been renamed. Yeah. When was it when you saw it?
So the movie I saw was Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Yes. What did it read at the movie theater?
Birds of Prey.
You didn't see Harley Quinn and Birds of Prey? Colon Birds of Prey?
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, like, that Monday they changed the name.
They should have had Harley Quinn.
Fucking cowards. That's, like, right? The dumbest thing. Well, first off, one... Yeah, guys, that was a bad title.
Yeah,
like,
it was. Awful title. Yeah, awful title. It was a stupid title.
It should have just... played off as Harley, it would have been marketed better.
Two, well, like the fact that they were like, well, maybe nobody knew it was a Harley Quinn movie. Like, everyone really? Knew it was a Harley Quinn movie. Watch any of the promos, and she's front and center the whole time.
No, I know, not know. I think just search. Just yeah. search. I think it's just a search parameter type thing.
It's like, I don't know what Warner Brothers once again is just shooting themselves in the foot. They don't really know what they're doing.
They really are.
But Sean. You can't really say that, though. I mean, Joker made, like, $1 billion.
I understand Joker, but, like, Joker...
No, the rest is kind of a fucking... It's bad.
Yeah, it's...
Anyway, so this movie is directed by Kathy Yan. She holds the credit, but there were reshoots done by others.
Oh, boy.
So, and you could probably tell in some of this movie. It's written by Christina Hodson, who also wrote Bumblebee... And she's writing the upcoming Flash movie as well, so...
If that ever gets made.
It's
looking less likely.
I don't know. Whatever.
This would be one with Ezra Miller,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this movie stars Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, Rosie Perez as Renee Montoya, Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Huntress, what is it? Journey Smollett is Black Canary, and Ewan McGregor is Black Mask.
Mm-hmm.
He has another real name. I forget what it is in the movie.
Yeah, but so. His character is Black Mask.
Yeah, his character is Black Mask. So this movie is right pretty much after Suicide Squad. Joker's gone, and Harley Quinn is broken up, and it's basically about her not having the Joker umbrella of protection over them. So anybody who's been, you know... upset or backstabbed by Joker and Harley Quinn is out to now get Harley, and everybody realizes that, and then it's just her trying to not make a name for herself, but number one, firstly and foremost, survive, and then eventually she has this transformation of, all right, well, I need to be the badass that I can be in order to keep myself alive. And it's just a movie progression over that, and that's what it should have focused on. Yet instead, we get introduced to the Birds of Prey, which is an ex-cop, a singer-dancer, Black Canary, and Huntress, who's a, she's a mob boss's kid who survives a mass killing, and she's out for revenge type thing, played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead. This movie, it's not great. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But I was thoroughly entertained throughout the whole
thing. Do we know what you give Suicide Squad? What would you say you would give it?
Rated it higher than you guys, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that.
I rated
like
Suicide
sevens
Squad,
or six?
I think I was in sevens.
Okay.
For Suicide Squad. I think I was in sevens. Suicide Squad, I came out liking half the movie and disliking the other. This one, I thoroughly enjoyed all of it. I really did. I thought Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie, I thought it was great. Everybody, it really was the best part of Suicide Squad. She just carried that over. I think she was done really well. The fight scenes in this were really fun to watch. There was this one fight scene in the police station that I thought the music was great for this movie. It was all female rockers, all female singers. I thought it went well with the movie and it went well with the tone that they were trying to do. Black Canary, perfect. I thought it was perfect. Everybody doesn't give her as much credit. I thought it was great. And Ewan McGregor, I don't think he stole it like we thought he would, and mm-hmm. what we read, but he was just up there with Margot Robbie. I thought those two did really well with fighting, fighting for screen time, but to actually putting a twist on it where it's like, all right, well, this movie's kind of a joke, but let's just have fun with it. And those two had a lot of fun with this movie. And Ewan McGregor does freak me out a little bit after seeing that, considering some of the things that he has done. And it was just a very, very entertaining movie in the sense that it always kept moving. The fight scenes were fun. The dialogue was, good. Again, it wasn't great. It's not going to break the bank. It's a simple plot. It's very understandable, unlike The Suicide Squad. It was filmed in such a way where you knew it was a comic book movie, where they had like the splashes and then they had the words and things like that. There was the Deadpool voiceover, which everybody's starting to do nowadays, so you don't expect anything less. There were parts of this movie that you could see where it was filmed by somebody different. Tonally, there was a 180 at one point, and then another 180 at another point. So you could tell it was filmed by two different people, but it didn't hurt from it. It didn't hurt from it at all. The problem with this movie is that it was an $85 million budget movie, or a $90 million budget movie, pushing 100. It didn't need to be. It didn't need to be at all. And that's why they're not going to make any money.
Yeah.
It wasn't promoted well. It wasn't marketed well. The title was miserable. And I think that hurt, because from what I'm understanding is a lot of the critics thought this was just a solid movie. Not something that is becoming of the amount of money that it's receiving now, which is nothing. It's what, 30... or what I wrote it down. It's $48 million right now. It's been out for 2 weeks.
That's bad.
And the budget was 90 or 90. They want to make 100 or else it's a write-off.
Probably, I don't know, not going to do super strong overseas, although maybe stronger than you think.
It's going to, it's going to limp to 100, if anything.
Joking about diseases and whatnot, one problem going around with Hollywood China's closing a lot of their cinemas because of the coronavirus. Which is hurting overseas numbers.
Look, the coronavirus thing isn't going away. / this is the second half of the podcast. China's weird though, because like they only have like 20 foreign movies a year, something like that. So like they space them out. So it's not necessarily when they come out, but
right.
I'm sure that's not going to be great though, because I'm sure they were betting on China to be.
Yeah, really there are a lot of movies that are kind of in panic mode because they were expecting. Big incomes from China.
Well, Sonic probably one of them at this point.
Yeah. Well, Sonic was one of the big ones that they're expecting a huge overseas.
I don't know if they're going to get it though now because shutting down the theaters and stuff.
So we'll see what happens with China Sonic, also known as the greatest video game movie of all time.
Yeah, we'll get into that at some point later.
We'll end up reviewing it possibly next week.
Anyway, Harley Quinn, the Harley Quinn movie, was what should have been titled.
Yeah.
I think it deserves better. It doesn't deserve great things, but it definitely deserves to make its money back. Either way, they're already filming for Suicide Squad 2, and she's in it.
Right. So. Is she in it?
Yeah.
Idris Elba's in it as well, playing an unknown role.
Yeah, so who James Gunn is doing?
Yes.
It's second called The Suicide Squad or something? Or Two Suicides, Two Squad?
Oh man,
I don't know if you think
this movie, because you've seen it, do you think it was hurt by the fact that Joker's not in it?
No, if anything, it made it better.
The Jared Leto Joker.
I mean the character, the Joker.
The most prominent comic book character was Harley Quinn.
Well, did you see it, John?
No, but I just had no interest. I mean, like, I don't think if Batman was in it, I would care anymore.
Do you think the average fan would care that Batman's in it? If Batman was a secondary character, but like in it?
If it, Yeah, maybe, but I don't think that would really happen.
If it was promoted as a comic book movie in Batman universe, then sure, it would have helped.
Because one of the many things that I've heard about this movie is that maybe Harley Quinn, just the name, doesn't carry as much weight as they thought.
Yeah, because I mean, I think with Batman, there's like so few. Like, it has good villains, but, like, the bench, there's no bench. Like, there's, mm-hmm. like, four that people know.
Yeah.
I think it did better without the Joker in it. Yeah. It 100% did, definitely.
Okay.
But I think it's also, you're right, it didn't really capitalize on the DC IP, mm-hmm. where I think if they simply put a bat symbol in the sky, it might have helped.
I doubt it.
It might have, but it wouldn't have detracted from the story arc but in the way that it was going.
More or less, how I look at it is like, we'll say Robin, as a character who ends up becoming Nightwing, has a big fan following. Doing a Robin movie would kind of be a horrible decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And Harley Quinn is kind of the Robin to the Joker.
It's very similar.
Okay, but like, let's say Robin shows up. Let's just, for whatever reason, let's say it's Tom Holland or somebody else who's like a very... let's make it Chalamet at this point because that's apparently the build.
Right.
Have you guys seen... None of you have seen the one on Netflix, The King or whatever?
No.
No, I watched 2 minutes of that in the beginning and I shut it off.
Yeah. Maybe one day. I feel like I literally just watched that movie like a year ago, that Outlaw King one.
Yeah.
With Chris Pine. Anyway. No, but if you did the like backdoor like pilot, like, you know, have them show up for like, you know, have a really good Robin performance in like the next Batman movie,
yeah.
you could do a Robin movie.
I agree. If there's enough of a buzz. But I feel like with this case, it's... You had a shitty movie that was Suicide Squad. That, granted, made a lot of money.
Right.
But then you're kind of like banking it off of only returning one character who is a fan favorite that a lot of people praise.
People like Margot Robbie.
Right. But I almost think that not enough. I feel like they overreached. Like, they thought they were going to have a bigger following than they actually
got. No, I think
they
did, but they didn't realize what it takes to actually market that. Number one, change your movie title.
Yeah,
number two, actually get out there and promote the movie.
I think there's a certain, too, like, expectation of, like, all right, we got to make 2 DC comic movies a year, but there's not, like, that many ideas.
Yeah, what do we got?
Like, we can't do Shazam, that was last year. The Wonder Woman movie's already happening. Batman is next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what else is it going to be? Like, a Penguin origin story?
Right. I don't know. I think this movie... What hurt it the most was probably they expected that Harley Quinn has a much kind of like Deadpool, like how people were like it made a lot of money off of a character that not many people knew about, and like
I think
because
Deadpool,
had
a lot going for it too. Ryan Reynolds really kind of at
height
of his career,
and they promoted it well.
It's a smaller budget too.
That was the key.
Yeah,
I think it was a $35 million budget.
Yeah, it made like what, $250 million,
yeah.
something like that.
I think this
like,
was
it wasn't,
over.
It wasn't like gangbusters, like blockbuster
no,
movie, but like it did well, especially on the budget.
Exactly,
just and, like Joker, low budget,
yeah.
high
yep.
return.
Yep.
I think that's what hurt this movie a lot. I think is their budget was very very high,
yeah.
which I don't know how it could have been that high. After seeing all this, I really don't know how it could have been that
reshoots
high.
Rack it up.
I think reshoots and VFX
probably hurt
it. Think about it.
But
however,
there wasn't like
the hyenas; those were all fake.
That is unnecessary. There was one. There was only one, but it was unnecessary.
But I understand it was unnecessary, but come on, it's like kind of like a pull from the comics.
I get that, there was no progression with that whatsoever.
Yeah,
it didn't
fan service
storyline at
it was
all.
Fan
it's complete fan service. And why didn't she just get a dog? I know it's fan service with the hyena and everything,
yeah.
but still. The point of the hyena was not to have the hyena for fan service. The point of the hyena was to have it named Bruce. That was the name.
Which feels like an easy way to tie in Batman or something.
It is. But you could have done it with the dog.
They should have had Harley Quinn kill Martha and whatever, Wayne.
Martha and... Oh,
I wanted to say Bruce. It's not Bruce.
Oh my God, how come I can't think of his dad's name?
Howard?
No.
You're confusing me now. Oh my God, it's.
Oh, this is.
Oh my God,
we're not moving on until we figure out what his name is. Alan?
No. Wait, you're right.
Gary Wayne?
Oh my God, how come I can't think
somebody
of that?
Somebody is listening to this podcast and screaming.
No, the name.
You can't.
Oh yeah, I'm not using the phone.
You're not looking it up.
Oh my God.
It's
Mark?
No. Martha.
What's throwing me off is you're just throwing out random names.
Bruce Wayne.
Steve?
No, Alfred.
Jake?
What's his father's name? Jesus.
Right? Like him just shouting out names is really frustrating my brain.
It really is. No, no. Is it Robert?
Thomas. It's Thomas, guys.
It's like a little while.
Well, I told you every time he shouted out a name, like I was like on the track of getting it, and then he'd be like, Joe? I was like, God damn it, nope.
Is his name Ken Wayne?
Kenneth Wayne.
Jeez. Anyway.
Yeah, so Harley Quinn just kills him with a baseball bat. What do you think of that? Would that help?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
There was a lot of baseball bat going on in this one?
There was a baseball. Not a lot, but there was a baseball bat in it.
Okay.
Black Canary had her cry, which was fantastic. Yep. But I kind of like what they did with it. She wiped her out. She used it once and she passed out.
Yeah. So. Was the supporting roles, were they at least interesting?
Yeah, actually. I think Black Canary kind of had a character swing. Like her arch was a little bit of a character swing. Huntress was a little bit less fleshed out. The cop was probably the worst. I just didn't get it. I got it, but I didn't get it. It was just not really...
What is the, like, 20-second, like, plot summary?
He already did it.
Oh, okay.
It's no longer having the Joker behind her. Now all the enemies are out to get her.
Yeah. When they were together...
But what are all the enemies? Like, how are they
so
all...
So when Joker and Harley Quinn were together, they pissed off a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
And then it's because of... You know, one way to hurt the Joker would be to kill Harley Quinn, obviously.
Where's the Joker?
They don't say.
Where's the Joker?
Oh, okay.
They don't say. And you know what? Honestly, I don't care.
No, I wasn't sure if the movie
Jared
like Leto, mentioned it.
If it's Jared Leto, I don't want to see him again at all, ever.
Is that
probably
like,
in any movie whatsoever?
There's no way that like This Is Us, like Joker Harley Quinn movie. Remember, it was like the guys who did This Is Us are like writing it.
It's not
that
happening.
Can't be happening.
No, I'm pretty sure
I still don't understand the concept of like, oh, we're gonna make three movies that are all sort of their own arcs with one character. Anyway. All right, so the DC is still doing DC stuff.
Yeah, DC,
you need a review. You need to give a rating, though.
I give this just an 8. Flat 8.
Wow.
That's high. Very high.
Yep.
So a B. Wow.
A B. I give it a B. B minus.
So all we're right. Starting the year off on an 8.
I was very entertained by this movie. Wow. Very entertained by this movie.
Is it like at least like shut your brain off like action movie fine?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yep. And it was an hour and 49 minutes, I want to say.
Ooh, that's big.
That's huge. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of where you could shave 10 minutes, and it's really maybe here and there, but it's not like one, you know how we can shave 10 minutes off by doing one thing?
Yeah.
I can't. I was actually entertained. So I had nothing, came in with zero expectations, and then I ended up with that. So.
Also, Sean, are you using a burnt match as a writing utensil?
I am, because I could not find a pencil. All
right. That's. I'm going to give you a little credit. That's a little
Thank
badass.
You. Thank you. So. Using the ashes. Oh, Chris has a pen.
Yeah, I do. Well, I come prepared to
you know
this,
what?
Obviously.
I'm,
look at all my notes.
I'm okay with using my burnt match stick.
It's all right. The podcast room is temporarily in flux here, as Sean has success. Well, nothing's final yet, but, you know, is. Selling his house, so...
Can we get into some news?
Yeah,
well... Can we get into the fact that they have all of the cast back for the Jurassic World 3 movie?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Does nobody remember
that?
Oh,
you mean like Laura Dern and everything?
Yeah.
We talked about that briefly when it was announced.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, they just... Because they announced that there's a couple other people from... So, like, the Raptor Tamer, the second... The runner... The... Second in charge, the black guy who was the Raptor team in Jurassic World. He's coming back. And then the guy who is one of the operators of the machinery, like the parks, He's coming back, the comedian.
Oh, that guy from New Girl?
New Girl, he's coming back. So it's basically the entire cast is coming back. Yet nobody remembers that they killed off the entire cast in the second movie when the volcano erupted.
No, no one was on the island.
No, the dinosaurs were on the island. They're the cast of Jurassic Park.
They're... Point taken.
This pisses me off. Twitter's all excited because everybody's coming back. And I'm just like, but all the dinosaurs are not coming back.
Right.
Yeah, that's the point.
But all the dinosaurs were released into the wild.
Okay. You didn't see the movie. No, but and I refuse no to. There's more than 20 dinosaurs that are still alive. How are you going to do Jurassic World with 20 dinosaurs?
I don't know.
In the U.S. No. I can't stand
it. I just want to know what Dr. Wu's up to. That's all I really care. I don't care at this point.
He's going to come up with some like congealed hybrid of...
It's going to be stupid, but...
Piranaconda-style stuff, and then it's just going to be a mess. And it's going to be... Colin Trevorrow is going to go downhill hard after this, if this thing bombs.
So Trevorrow's back to direct?
Yeah. And he's writing, too. And I like that little mini clip that he did.
Yeah.
Remember, it was a Super Bowl or was it before that?
No, it was well before the Super Bowl.
You know what, though, Chris? They're going to bring back the dinosaurs because you know what? No one's ever really gone. The plot of the third Jurassic Park movie is going to be exactly like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I know.
You think John Hammond's going to come back from the, like,
yes,
release some kind of message out there to all the dinosaurs to herd them to... Is the new bar.
And then, the T-Rex is going to, like, fight the Spinosaurus and the Indominus Rex.
It's just, what are you going to... I don't get it. It's so stupid. Just, why did they kill off the dinosaurs in the first place?
Did they ever bring the Spinosaurus into the new movies?
No, not yet.
They need to get the T-Rex in there to, like, fuck him up. Because that is unfinished business.
Yeah. I agree.
After watching Jurassic World 2, Jurassic Park 3... really steps up. Yeah, it fills that void.
It's like practically Casablanca.
I mean, it's just... Yeah. Casablanca when Citizen Kane goes away.
Yeah, you know? I feel like it's like Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, I believe, is on Netflix. And every time I like scroll by it, I'm like, not going to happen.
Is it on Netflix?
I believe it is.
I don't recall seeing it, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe.
It's been a year and a half since it came out. It's got to be
somewhere
on the streams.
It must have been on HBO at some point.
Maybe.
It was on HBO. It is on HBO currently.
But every time I see it on any streaming service, I'm like, I can't muster the strength.
I don't know. You know, man, it's like when you have a grandparent and like they're in the last stages of life. It's like you want to say goodbye, but like, I don't know if you want that to be the last memory.
Right.
I mean, we're going to have another Jurassic Park movie.
Right.
We're going to have at least... Okay. How many more Jurassic Park movies in the next 20 years?
Oh, no.
20 years? I think there's actually going to be a gap between the next.
They're going to release, and then 5 to 10 years later, they're going to reboot.
Yeah, they need a harder.
I'm going closer to the five. I'm going closer to the five, though.
Right, but there's going to be a cushion till when Universal's like, oh, we should probably do something about this. And then
when do you think the Jurassic Park show goes to Peacock? Is that like a 2035 event, or is that maybe 2025?
Oh man,
my desire would be 2021. Get somebody good, do an NBC show. Why not? Why not?
I would love to see. Like, this isn't going to happen. The, like, Taika Waititi, like, Jurassic Park show. That would be actually, something like that would be funny.
I would not be surprised if Disney's like, you have all of my money, but you could exclusively only can do Disney stuff. I wouldn't be surprised.
What, for Taika?
Yeah.
Nah, no. He wants to do more stuff.
I know, but I wouldn't be surprised if Disney said, here's all the money in the world, except you only do stuff for us.
Yeah, but at some point you go, but I want to do what I want to do.
No, I know, but I'm just telling you from a Disney perspective, this is what either probably happened or
no. I don't think he's like Spielberg, dude. Like, I mean, he's, you know.
No, but.
Like, I like him, but I mean. Like,
a ton of people like him.
Yeah, but I don't think Disney would lock him down like that.
Like, I don't think, you know, like J.J. Abrams, like, gets that. I mean, why? I don't know, but, you know.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, because he has, like, a thing. I don't know. TV's complicated, but we're still talking about Jurassic Park?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't care anymore. I'm dead. This one left me dead inside.
Yeah. The second one definitely did.
Well,
it's going to be like $150 million budget anyway.
Do we want to talk about some relevant trailers?
Sure.
Were there any?
Stranger Things.
Answering the big questions.
Wait, are we doing spoilers?
What do you mean spoilers? It's a fucking trailer.
The whole trailer is a spoiler.
I know, that's a joke.
So I guess Hopper's back because we didn't just know that because you know, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Although
going off of Hopper being back, I forget what show it was, but David Harbour was on a talk show and actually called one of the Duffer brothers on the talk show to ask if his character was still alive or not. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this clip. It's kind of funny. He just like takes out his cell phone, and, like calls him up, puts him on speakerphone. It's like, hey, am I alive? And they're like, God damn it, David. And they just hung up on him. And it's pretty funny. But yeah, it's nice to see him alive because honestly, like he's the best character in Stranger Things.
Yeah, he is. Like, I don't know. We'll see what happens with the rest of the show. I'm very interested just to see how it's, you know, framed and like set up this year. Yeah. If it's on the move. I mean, they've sort of talked about it a little bit. I mean, this is probably, is this a this year thing? Is this like the fall? Or
I'm assuming if it came out,
it's
if it came out now.
So what was it, 4th of July weekend?
Was last year, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're trying to stick with a October Halloween this year.
Okay.
Okay.
That would make sense timing-wise. Or is it
Christmas? They might be doing Christmas.
Could be Christmas, too.
Well, if you remember, at the end of this past season, they were like, we'll come back for Christmas.
Oh, so, yeah. Right, it's okay. Going to be Christmas. Because they're really big on Netflix doing like the big like holiday weekends because like people are around. That's what they're going to talk about. There's kind of like a lack of like other stuff going on.
Looks like 2021 is when it's coming back.
Oh, okay. That's very early then for a teaser, especially a teaser.
Began production towards the beginning of February of 2020. So,
all right. So if it's just starting it's production now, it's a little VFX heavy. It right. could be Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Christmas is a safer bet. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like this genre is like a trap game for them with the ending. So I'm curious how they're going to end it. I do worry that it's not going to be as good of an ending as people expect or hope. I really don't know. I know they've had the story planned out for years, and they knew that it was going to last this long. Or at least they had a plan for this length of time, but I don't know, man. These sci-fi things, they might end just very badly.
This one is going to be pretty easy because it's basically can easily end with, and everything is solved.
Yeah, I think it's way more interesting if you have a hard ending than like the like, oh, well, we got to keep it open for next season.
Right.
You know, like I think they can actually not go anywhere they haven't before or anything like that. But, you know, maybe there's actually real stakes. Maybe Dustin just fucking gets it and he dies.
I can easily see this show having a hard ending where everything is solved and everything. And then a post credit where like a crack appears in a wall or whatever. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, maybe it isn't, but I can see that happening where, like, it, you know, we're done with the show, but it's still kind of here.
Is the brother dead?
One who wants to screw the
mom? Yeah, the mom was candy?
Steve or whatever.
Yeah, he's gone, right?
He did.
Okay. God, that's such a forgettable
They should just
season.
Bring back him to life, bring him back to life so he can, like, have sex with that kid's mom.
Wait, really saying that the last season was forgettable?
I remember the, like, locations and pieces. And if I really think about it,
I feel like you forget about the because it's so
season two was forgettable. Generic. Season two was easily forgettable.
I don't disagree.
No, my main thing I liked was Sean Astin from season two. That was the main thing I remember is Sean Astin.
Yeah. And other than that, Dart was a character.
Huh?
The little Barb. Like, no, not Barb. Dart. Short for whatever the character's name is from the Three Musketeers. Dartholomew or whatever.
Was that like the Demogorgon?
Yeah, the mini one.
Okay.
The demi dog or whatever.
Yeah, dude. I don't
Yeah, like there's very, like, I remember it, but this past season, like, I remember a lot more, like, the rats and shit, and like the.
I still think they should have just gone with, like, season two is aliens. Like, because, like, there's no, like, story, like, I don't care about the world building or, like, the, like, mythos of the show. Like, it's just, like, oh, it's the Upside Down.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the, what is it? What's, like, the main bad guy?
The Mind Flayer.
The Mind Flayer.
I thought it was the Demogorgon.
That was the first season. Yeah. The big guy is the Mind Flayer.
Yeah, you don't want to screw with that guy.
I only know that because I recently saw a Mind Flayer Dungeons and Dragons character. I was like, oh, that's the thing from the Stranger Things. And it just kind of stuck with me.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I got nothing else.
That should be interesting.
The fact that he's alive makes me happy. And
it does. It does. It sort of defeats and makes kind of cheapens the emotional moments at the end of last season.
But I'm okay with it.
But hey, whatever.
You're just confirming something everybody kind of knew already.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. So. I think even when he was dead, he's like, he's not dead.
Yeah. No. Skip it. Move on.
It was nice because they probably were like, well, we'll see how this Hellboy movie does. And if it does well, I guess he'll be
dead. Am I the only one who saw that still?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll eventually see it. I know it's on HBO.
It's on HBO.
That'll be a fun thing to review
on
here.
No,
I can't even get you guys to watch Midsommar.
I know. I've been busy.
The struggle is real. Supernatural, by the way, plowing through.
Yep.
And Netflix, I hate you so much because if I don't watch it for a day, I get an email saying, "Don't forget to finish Supernatural."
Really? You get an email?
It's annoying. Man. I need a break. I can only do so.
Yeah. It like. Amy and I took a break after like 10 seasons. You need one. You do need one.
Well, if you're binging it, it's just, I forget what season, 6 or 7 right now? I don't know. I think I'm on 6. I don't know.
It's a good show, though.
It's ups and downs, dude.
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
But it's kind of addicting. Like, I don't know what it is about that show, but it's kind of addicting.
I guess. It's like a throw on and listen to type thing for a lot of the episodes, or not 50% of the episodes, probably.
Have you guys been watching The Outsider?
No. Well, I told you guys I was basically done with the show.
I think I watched 3 or 4.
Yeah. I definitely watched 3.
I'm backlogged.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's tough when it's like a dark kind of show to just be like, oh, yeah, throw it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got to just be like in the mood for it.
Mm.
No, so, I know we kind of talked about, what, probably like the first 3 episodes-ish?
I think so.
And then just never came back to it.
But we left off with that psychic girl who might be on the spectrum, but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure isn't because there's something supernatural about her because it's Stephen King.
She's also a wonderful singer, we found out, on the Oscar show.
Yes. Yes.
Cynthia Erivo? Is it Cynthia?
Singing unnecessary songs. No, that's not her.
No, that wasn't her.
Wait, is it her?
Yeah, no, that's the same actress. Yeah, the one who was nominated for Harriet and sang the song from Harriet.
Yeah, once again.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the opening number.
No.
Once again, opening number, you're the only one here who thinks that was unnecessary.
I know. That's, you know what? They could have seriously think it was unnecessary. Just skip it, go right to Brad Pitt and his.
No, because you have to open the show somehow.
Yeah. Steve Martin and Chris Rock.
Well,
yeah, but I think you got to do something even before that, kind of get people in the mood.
You need to open the show.
I don't need to open the show to give out awards.
They should have the Billy Crystal movie, and then they can do the show. And Billy Crystal doesn't even have to be in it any otherwise.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you played like town sports? All the teams went in to get their participation trophies. There was no opening number or speech.
This wasn't for millions of people.
But we also it's also not a pizza party either. What does that have to do with anything?
Like, I just need to know the winners.
It's a show.
Recognize that you're
we're gonna
the best
do,
supporting
It's like
actors.
Saying, okay, I'm going to throw on Game of Thrones, but I don't want that intro there. Right. That's stupid.
I skip the intro.
But you need it there to introduce the show.
I don't need it. It's
actually
the
one show I wouldn't actually skip the intro for, except the last season when it was all the same. Like, you know how
like
it actually
the places
used to show
it, oh, yeah,
you
had to watch
it
to figure out, or you didn't have to, but where you thought you were going to go.
But either way, like, every show needs an intro.
We'll do a cold open for the podcast next week.
Supernatural does not have an opening.
It kind of does.
No, it doesn't. It's just Supernatural.
Kind of.
And it just flashes with.
And it's always, depending on the season, it's what you see there corresponds with the plot of the season.
No, there's no opening. No,
that is the opening.
It's a cold open, and then it's the supernatural.
Yeah,
and then it's the rest.
But that supernatural thing is the opening.
Very underrated credits. The show Billions. It's like 3 seconds long. It's like a 3 second shot of Manhattan, and it's like Billions.
I've seen a few episodes, and I'm trying to remember what the opening is for that.
It's just like a slow pan over like Lower Manhattan, like Freedom Tower.
Oh, really?
And it's just, that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
But either way, it's an opening, and that's what you need. Every show needs an opening
and a closing.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else?
No.
Comments, questions, concerns?
No, I can't think of anything.
All right, do you want to bring me up here?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe we'll have Sam back next week. Maybe he'll get over the plague or not. What was that?
I was going to play Hits from the Bong as an outro, but I guess we decided against it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Adios.
Night.